Friends, in this chapter, something different we are going to discuss. We have seen the incentives offered by the government, RBI, Exim Bank and other entities to the export and import of the goods, particularly exporters. Incentives offered for boosting the export. Now, one part of that incentive is establishment of certain other institutes which helps to promote the export. Along with that, various other measures are also taken by the government so as to increase the export. And sometimes the authority is also delegated by the government to these entities so as to boost the export. We are going to discuss in this chapter some of the export promotions measures which are available to the exporters, consisting of the institutions which are giving some concessions to the exporter, the functions undertaken by the export promotion institutions, export promotion councils, other organizations, India Trade Promotion Organization, on Economical and Technical Cooperation Agreement and GS1 India. These are some of the points which we are going to discuss in this. As an introduction to the export promotion measures, I must say that there are several measures which are taken by the various organizations, government, government-sponsored organization, banking institution, financial institution, etc., that we have already seen. However, there are certain autonomous bodies, public sector undertakings, export promotion councils, and also other federation bodies which are actively engaged to help the exporter community to increase their export turnover. These organizations and the measures undertaken by them are to help the exporters to increase the export in our country, thereby earning the costly foreign exchange. Okay? These foreign exchange, these export promotion institutions are playing the very, very vital role in increasing the export of the country. For the purpose of our discussion, first we'll discuss about the export promotion institutions. These institutions are promoted by the government of India and has set up a certain institution to avoid the central to advise to the central government, local authorities, public bodies, exporters in the matter which is connecting to the exports. These institutions are grouped for better understanding into four. One is autonomous bodies, second one is a public sector undertakings, third one is export promotion councils, and fourth one is other organization. Broadly, they are like how it is explained now. On autonomous bodies, when we call as an autonomous bodies which gives the support to the export, increase the export of the country, these autonomous bodies are, one is a commodity board, second one is Marine Product Export Development Authority, that is MPEDA. Second one, the agriculture and processed food product export development authority, Export Inspection Council, then Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, Indian Institute of Packaging. Okay, these are the autonomous bodies. Under public sector undertaking, the State Trading Corporation, that is STC, MMTC, that is Minerals and Metal Trading Corporation Limited, PEC, then Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, that is ECGC, which we have elaborately discussed under a separate chapter for that, then India Trade Promotion Councils. And in other organization setup, there is a Federation of Indian Export Organization, okay, FIEO, that is what it is called as in popularly, Indian Council for Arbitration, Indian Diamond Institute, Footwear Design and Development Institute, National Center for Trade Information, and Price Tabulation Funds Trust are some of the other organizations. Okay. Now, the functions undertaken by the export promotion institutions are, we are going to discuss. First one, we will take it as autonomous bodies. Under autonomous bodies, first one is a commodity board. This commodity board responsible for the production and development of the export of tea, coffee, rubber, spices and tobacco. Then Marine Product Export Development Authority, that is MPEDA, what they are doing, their function is they are the authority which who are responsible for the development of the marine industry with the special focus on marine export. Similarly, agriculture and processed food product export development authority, that is APFEDAD, these are the authority which is promoting the agricultural exports, including the export of the processed food in the value-added form. This APEDA provides financial assistance also to the registered exporters under its scheme for market development, infrastructure development, quality development, research and development, and also the transport assistance also will be provided by this agency, right? Then Export Inspection Council. This Export Inspection Council ensures the sound development of the export trade of India through the quality control and inspection for the matters connected therewith. Then Indian Institute of Foreign Trade. This Indian Institute of Foreign Trade engaged in activities like conducting the academic courses which are leading to issue the degrees in international business and export management, training to the personnel of international trade, organizing the research on the issues of the foreign trade, marketing research, any survey which is conducted, commodity survey, market survey, and it also disseminates the information which is arising out from its activities which is relating to the research and the market studies. Another organization is Indian Institute of Packaging. The main function of Indian Institute of Packaging is to undertake the research on raw material for packaging industries, organize the training program on packaging technology, consultancy services on packaging problem, and stimulate the conciseness of the need for the agriculture, need for its development. Then under public sector undertaking, there are certain organizations, first one being a state trading corporation, that is STC. The STC handles export and import of the bulk agro commodity. State trading corporation handles the bulk agro commodities export and import. Then MMTC, Minerals and Metals Trading Corporation, MMTC, this import and export of various other items like steel, diamond, bullion, and they were progressively added to their portfolio of these companies. PEC, the main function of PEC is includes the export of the project, engineering equipments, and also manufacture the goods, defense equipment, stores, import of industrial raw material, bullion, and the agro commodities, and structuring the counter trade, especially trading arrangement for the further exports. Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, I think I need not talk anything about this ECGC because we have elaborately discussed this ECGC and its functions. However, in short, I'll tell you, this is the primary objective of the ECGC is to promote the country's export by covering the risk on the export credit. It provides a range of insurance covers to the Indian exporters against the risk of non-realization of the export proceeds due to the commercial and political causes and the different type of guarantees they will issue. They are issuing to the banks and other financial institutions to enable them to extend the credit facilities to the exporters on liberalized basis. India Trade Promotion Organization, that is ITPO, Indian Trade Promotion Organization, is the premier trade promotion agency of India, and it provides the broad spectrum of the services of the trade and also the industry so as to promote India's exports. These services include the organization of the trade fairs, exhibitions in India and abroad, as well as buyer-seller meets also they can conduct, and the contract program is also, apart from this, all this information and dissemination from product and as well as market, they are exchanging with the each others. That is India Trade Promotion Organization. Export promotion councils are very, very vibrant and they are undertaking very, very good role for the promotion of the export. Presently, there are 14 export promotion councils under the administration and control of Department of Commerce. The councils, these councils are registered as non-profit organization under Section 25 of the Companies Act. The councils perform both advisory as well as the executive function. The role and function of these councils are guided by the Foreign Trade Policy 2015-20. These councils are also registered authorities for the exporters under the Foreign Trade Policy 2015-20. Federation of Indian Export Organization, that is FIEO, this renders an integrated package of the services to various organizations which is conducting the export promotion, which helps to export promotions. This provides content, direction, and also the thrust to the India's global export efforts. It also functions as a primary servicing agency to provide the integrated assistance to the members of the, which comprises the professional of the exporting firms, holding recognition status, which is granted by the Government of India, consultancy firms, and also they provide services to the service providers also. Indian Council for Arbitration. The main objective of this arbitration council is to promote the knowledge and also use the arbitration and also provide the arbitration facility with an amicable solution, quick settlement of the commercial dispute with a view to maintaining the smooth flow of the credit or trade, particularly the export trade on sustained and the enduring basis. Indian Diamond Institute also plays a very vital role in respect of the diamond trade. And the objective of this Indian Diamond Institute is to enhance the quality, design, and the global competitiveness of the Indian jewelry. This institute also helps the certification services for diamonds, colored stone, gemstones, and also gold jewelry. Another organization is a Footwear Design and Development Institution, FDDDI. FDDI. The institute is providing the consultancy and the training to both South Asian Association for the Regional Cooperation, that is SAARC countries, besides the African countries in the areas of the footwear design and technology and its management. Then National Center for Trade Information. This is established to create an institutional mechanism for the purpose of the collection and dissemination of the trade data for improving the information services to the business community, especially for the small and medium entrepreneurs. Price Stabilization Fund. Price Stabilization Fund. The objective of this fund is to safeguard the interest of the growers of these commodities and provide them the financial relief when the prices fall below the specified level without resorting to the practices of the procurement operations by the government agencies. GS1 India is the only organization in India which is authorized to issue the company prefix number for the use of barcodes which are used as a tags, okay, for unique, unambiguous and universal identification for the product, cartons and containers. That is called GS1. Okay, this organization. GS1 standard finds wide application in supply chain across the sectors of unique, yet the consignment and the entity identification, that is EDI, electronic data interchange, product data and synchronization. That is why the GS1 is very, very important from that per se. India Trade Promotion Organization, that is ITPO. This ITPO is existing in India for more than three decades, that is 30-35 years, and has played a very proactive role in catalyzing the trade, investment and the technology transfer process. It is a promotional tool which includes the organizing of the fair and exhibition in India and abroad, buyer-seller meet, contract promotion programs, product promotion programs, promotion through the overseas departmental store, market survey and information dissemination are some of the areas where they are functioning, this India Trade Promotion Organization. This is also having the extensive infrastructure as well as marketing and the information facilities that are available, that is availed by both exporter and importers. India Economical and Technical Cooperation Agreement. India has entered into these kind of agreements with the different countries, and that is at the government level. Okay. So, these agreements for economic and technical cooperation with some major countries are entered into by our government, right? So, some of the agreement which are recently entered are as under, number one, India-Sri Lanka Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. This is one agreement for trade between India and Sri Lanka. Then Joint Study Group and the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is also entered into by the country. Then India-Gulf Cooperation, that is GCC, for the free trade agreement they have entered into for negotiation of the trade. India-Mauritius Comprehensive Economic Cooperation and the Partnership Agreement. Then India SSU Preferential Trading Agreement is negotiation, and there are many more. Friends, when any foreign delegation comes to India, they enter into such kind of agreements. When any foreign delegation goes abroad along with the Prime Minister or Finance Minister or foreign ministers, they also, or Agriculture Minister, when they are going and taking the survey, they exchange the thought with the countries where they are visiting, and which will be the beneficial mutual for the mutual benefits, they will enter into an agreement. Such a kind of agreement are very, very essential, and this is called economic and technical cooperation agreements. Many agreements are in place. Just for sake of our understanding, I have jotted down here only 4 or 5 agreements, but there are many. Every month or every quarter, there will be 1 or 2 delegations going, 1 or 2 delegation coming, and for the mutual benefit of the both the countries, they are entering into agreement for boosting the trade or strengthening the trade relationship. Okay, so with this, we complete our discussion on the export promotion measures which are taken by the government of India with the assistance of the state government, and also recognized that which are the authorities which are dealing in what, so that for the taking the benefit by the particular exporters, they can very well approach and they will increase their export possibilities. Thank you very much.